Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So as we've been discovering down here in Dallas, Texas, mayors at the U.S. Conference of Mayors tend to be pretty proud of their work on the front lines of delivering government services. At the National Council on Mayors meeting, I got a lot of enthusiasm with working on the front lines of civic problems. People are very interested in the engagement of their citizens. We'll hear in a moment of a conversation I had with the mayor of Philadelphia, Michael Nutter, a city showing signs of making real progress and inroads into some of the toughest problems in that city. First, a few voices from all over the country, all of them mayors, applying their own local issues and solutions to problems that play out in more or less every American city. And we start with the mayors of Houston and Dallas, Anise Parker and Mike Rawlings.
We're creating generations of young people who do not know the promise of America, don't know that they can't reach the promise of America, and have no concept of what a future could be.
Income disparity is costing us millions and millions and millions of dollars. And we can take money and spend it the right way, or we can waste the money. That is a conversation that everybody in Texas knows how to have because we do like money.
Two mayors from very different cities talking about the disillusionment of young people in their cities, in the case of Anise Parker from Houston, or the income disparity problem, which is what Mike Rawlings wanted to talk about. Rawlings and Parker of Dallas and Houston, respectively, both Democrats in an otherwise very Republican state, and their battle plays out in both at the state and federal level. The president of this year's mayor's conference is a former NBA point guard, Kevin Johnson, who loves calling himself President Johnson in the state of Texas, where there once was a President Johnson a few years back. He's now top dog at City Hall in Sacramento. Both Mayor Johnson and Nutter went out of their way to highlight one of America's most troubling divides.
The college population for black males, 5%. 5%. Prison population for black males, a third. 35%. That's just unacceptable. The people that are incarcerated over and over again, they felt they were limited with their opportunities. There's no one who wants to sit on the sidelines and not work. I mean, the diversity that you see up here is real. We're not just talking. We're not waiting for somebody else to solve the problems. We don't have that luxury.
Black males represent 6% of the population of the United States of America. 6%. But they are 43% of the homicide victims all across the United States of America. This is a national problem. It is a crisis in the making.
That's the most downbeat statistic that Mayor Nutter likes to convey when he's talking to journalists and other citizens. But he's always got a smile on his face. Nutter says there are so many symbolic postponements or can-kicking-down-the-road strategy in federal politics and state politics. You can't do that on the local level. So what you can and what you're going to do is all that it's about in city politics.
We can't pass a continuing resolution on whether we're going to pick up the trash or not, or have police officers on the street, or water in swimming pools. I mean, it's every day. It's all day, every day, and it's 50 different things all going on at the same time. And so mayors are just people of action. I mean, that's what happens at the local level. People expect, you know, that abandoned cars are going to get taken care of, that a building that's falling down is going to get taken down and something else put in its place. And so there's, you know, job training and workforce development and public safety issues, all of which we could be doing so much more. You know, if we had the resources and the support and the help by the federal government and our Congress, we can't wait. We're not going to wait. We're not standing around. We're putting plans forward and making things happen.
On early childhood education, in some ways this looks like the puzzle for the three-year-old in the sense that there's a no-brainer need for child care. There's a no-brainer need for child support and caregiver support. There's a no-brainer need for early childhood education. Can putting those together suddenly put in place a system that gives parents help, gives daycare help, and melds seamlessly with the public school system?
If you were able to put all those factors together, one, you would absolutely transform what really happens in the lives of children early on. But also, again, as you mentioned, child care issues and transportation issues and housing issues, you'll change that entire family's circumstance. And so we know the things that need to be done. What's lacking is the resources and the coordination to make them happen at a much faster pace. And so the work that Mayor Mitch Landrieu and I and 56 other mayors are focused on the issue of violence in the African-American community, and that work is centered within what we call Cities United. Black, white, Latino, Asian, Democrats, Republicans, all across America, people want to be safe. If people don't feel safe in your city, then you can never truly be a great city. If our young people are not reading at grade level by third grade, that's a child who's more likely going to struggle through middle school, possibly drop out in high school. And then what are your life prospects in the 21st century? And so we know what works. We know that if we put our efforts together and if we have the resources, the United States of America will flourish.
Last 6 years, federal government been a disappointment to the people of Philadelphia?
You know, President Obama and his administration, they've been fantastic for the city of Philadelphia. We've won any number of different grants. We're a Promise Zone city, one of the first five. I think the issue here is missed opportunities, missed potential, and the gridlock and the Congress constantly fighting with the president. And as I said in my earlier remarks, I mean, he is, you know, taken the attitude and the stance that he will do the things that he can do as a chief executive officer, and we're already starting to see some of the fruits of that work. So, you know, look, I can't do anything about the past. I can do something about today and tomorrow and the days and weeks and months and years ahead, and that's where my focus is, and I'm trying to make progress.
Michael Nutter is the mayor of Philadelphia. I spoke with him this weekend at the U.S. Conference of Mayors taking place in Dallas. Later this hour, a look at the cost of infighting at the New Jersey Police Department. It's part of our week-long look at the state of law enforcement across the country. How do you rate your local police department? Share your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE.